We begin with an important state story, but with pretty important federal national implications. Access to reproductive health care and birth control and religious principles in politics have been colliding throughout the 2012 election season. Now some women in Texas may find themselves without a clinic in what could be the shutdown of a major federally financed health care program in that state. Pam Bellick is a health and medical writer for our partner, the New York Times. She joins us now. Welcome to the program.
Good morning, John.
So, Pam, this affects more than 100,000 women in Texas. Explain, what kind of clinics are we talking about here, and what's the dispute between the state of Texas and the feds?
Right. This most recent dispute is about a program called the Medicaid Women's Health Program, and it serves about 130,000 women who are poor or low income, and it's funded primarily by the federal government, which spends about $35 million on it, which is about 90% of the program's budget. And the money goes to clinics that provide women's health services, birth control, pap smears, breast cancer screening, and some women, particularly in remote areas, pretty much use it as their only those clinics as their only source of health care. And what's happening now is that Governor Rick Perry and Republican lawmakers who control the legislature in Texas have crafted a rule that says that any provider that is affiliated with an organization that also provides abortions, none of this money for this program can go to abortions, and none of the clinics receiving this money can perform abortions on site. But if they are part of an organization like Planned Parenthood that also performs abortions, this new rule in Texas says they can't get any money from this program.
So it's a guilt by political association kind of a situation there. How do they decide what an affiliation is under this law, Pam?
Well, essentially, it's an organization like Planned Parenthood, which runs a lot of women's clinics. I think it's about 85 or so in Texas. Even if the clinics that receive women's health program money, none of them perform abortions, but Planned Parenthood, of course, does elsewhere in Texas, elsewhere in the country. And to Governor Perry and the others who support this rule, to them, there's not much of a distinction. In other words, even though the money isn't going directly for abortions, because it's going to support an organization that does perform abortions, they see that as essentially the same thing. And so they want to deprive mainly Planned Parenthood, but there may be other providers that are you know, smaller, of getting any kind of money.
Well, Pam, this, and we're talking with Pam Bellick, who's health and medical writer for our partner, the New York Times. Her phone line's sort of clipping in and out there, but clinics, that's all right. The clinics that she describes here that could be shut down will affect 130,000 low-income women in Texas. I mean, there doesn't seem to be a better definition, in my experience, of political football here. I can't imagine anyone wants to deny healthcare access to these women, but this political battle means they're caught in the middle.
Right. And the issue here is that the federal government, backed by some court decisions in other states that have tried something similar, says that excluding specific providers that are qualified from a program is illegal. It violates the law that created Medicaid. So the federal government says, if you keep this rule in place, we have no choice. We have to cut off your $35 million, and essentially the program is going to have to close down. What Governor Perry said yesterday, after we and wrote a story, and it's been getting a lot of attention in Texas, he said, we're going to find the money in the state budget. We're going to try to keep this program going. We're going to do it the way we want to, exclude Planned Parenthood, and we're going to forego the federal money. But Texas is in, you know, very tight budget straits right now. It's not clear if they're going to be able to find this money, and it's also not clear if he's able to do this, if the same population will be served, because likely the program won't be able to be affiliated with Medicaid. So women who are qualifying for Medicaid may not be able to get it. And one thing that's kind of important to point out here is this is just kind of the latest step that's been taken in Texas. There have already been, as of last year, the legislature has already slashed money for family planning clinics across the state and created sort of a tiered system that essentially puts Planned Parenthood and some other clinics last.
Wow. Well, hold on just 1 second there, Pam. Let's get a sense of the human scale of this, which you did so well in your article here. Here's an individual who, in the meantime, while Texas tries to sort this out, is faced with a predicament that she describes right here.
As a college student without health insurance, might I add, it's very difficult to try to save up money for reproductive care and birth control when you're busy paying rent and buying books and paying for your phone bill and groceries. I come from a low-income family, and my parents don't have health insurance, so I didn't have the option of being put on their plan. So I've had to try to fend for myself.
That's Julissa McCoy. She's a senior at the University of Texas Pan American University. She spoke to one of our producers. That's just one of 130,000 possible predicaments like that.
Right. You know, it can affect a lot of women. And as I said, an estimated 280,000 women have already lost their clinics or are going to as a result of cuts that have already taken place in the last 6 to 8 months. So, you know, we're talking about 400,000 women when this is all said and done who could be without a place to go for what is essentially their normal routine health care, because many women, particularly young women, may only go to a place where they can get an annual
right
pap smear and that kind of thing.
And the irony here is that births that now will result from the lack of these services could fall under Medicaid and make the outlay for Medicaid in Texas actually go up as a result of this. Pam Bellick is health and medical writer for our partner, The New York Times. Thanks so much.
Thank you.